This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Daniel Bison, Molly Beck with the byline. Headline reads, Brett Favre talked politics with Wisconsin Republicans, but has no plans to run for governor.
Oh, no. What are we going to do, Wisconsin?
Sources telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel earlier this year, the former Green Bay quarterback talked to a couple of GOP operatives about his possible potential political future in Wisconsin. Of course, Favre did appear at a rally for Donald Trump in Green Bay before the presidential election, came out very much on the side of the Republicans.
Yeah.
But isn't this interesting that within their own ranks, it just feels like the Wisconsin GOP doesn't feel like they have anybody who's going to who they can put up?
No.
They're tapping Brett Favre, who lives in Mississippi,
who's also linked to a scandal for embezzlement. And also, I'm not saying someone who has it can't, but he is admitted to now has Parkinson's disease. To me, that seems like that his health should be paramount to him not running for any elected seat here in Wisconsin, unless he wants to run for alderman. But also Jane, that goes back to exactly what we've been talking about. He doesn't live here anymore. He hasn't lived here for a long time. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know much about Wisconsin politics, I'll bet you. And now he's going to walk in here and say, I could
be governor.
That's what we're dealing with, another guy, a bored rich guy who said, I'll do that.
I could try that.
Now, hey, kudos to the GOP for probably saying, yeah.
Well, and actually, a spokesperson for Favre has told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that is not in the cards for him.
Good.
Which is good. I'm glad to hear that. Although,
yeah,
I had a thought,
yes,
when I saw the story this morning.
Mm-hmm.
If he would choose to run,
yes,
I would volunteer to work on some of his campaign materials. Because really, you don't even have to use his name. All you need is one particular photo from Brett Favre's past, and everyone would know who it was.
For the record, I've never seen this photo, thank God.
You'd be traumatized forever. Oh. I'm still trying to scrape it from my brain. Yeah, that would come up too.
Yeah.
If he would ever decide to run into politics.
Yeah.
The sharing of that photo.
Don't worry. I'm sure he's repented and he loves Jesus and it's fine. It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, true. Does stuff like that even count anymore?
No. 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 Silly. Silly.
The 55-year-old Hall of Famer would have issues if he decided to run in Wisconsin. First, he doesn't live here. He could, of course, move here if he decided to run.
Carpetbagger.
And then there were some other issues of accusations of harassing women.
Yep.
Things like that. And the latest thing in Mississippi involving taxpayer money intended for the needy, which instead went to his alma mater and his daughter's school for a new volleyball facility.
But he did nothing wrong, Jane.
Apparently not. And that still has not been resolved, as far as I know.
I didn't expect this to go very far, but the mere fact that it's being mentioned, you know, it smacks of Herschel Walker running for the Senate in Georgia, where you're like, oh, that's great. The old timey. I mean, at this point, he's 55 years old. He's years out of the game. Dude, just be an elder statesman of football
and enjoy your life.
Enjoy your life. Enjoy your money.
And take care of yourself.
Yes, that's the thing too.
Take care of yourself.
You're on a journey, bud.
Yep.
You need to be surrounded by healthy people, doctors and friends. Don't worry about politics.
We wish you well. Just you don't want to run for elected office.
Run for governor of Mississippi.
There's an idea. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.